On the economy, I would say that on the economic front, we do have a big challenge with the number of programs that the government intends and what the government has and the finance available for it. The fear is that we don't need more borrowing because everyone accepts that too much borrowing might not be helpful for us. But I think whatever it is, we need to start checking corruption in the country. Unfortunately, when we talk about corruption, we tend to look at political corruption alone. But that is a major problem. There are other types of corruption in the system that we must all work at rooting out. We also need to, as a people, need to be more patriotic. I think the level of our patriotism in this country has sunk quite low. And we need to up the game. We are looking to the creation of new regions if the people involved so want it. There is also some new districts have been created, and we're going to be looking forward to all those activities. If the government will carry on with its program of election of the district chief executive, that is also up it should be taking shape during the course of the year. So there are quite a number of things even on the political and governance front that we must be looking up to. On the whole, I think I'm fairly optimistic, but this is our only country. We don't have any other country. The success of a country is our collective success. So whatever it takes, we need to work together as a people.
Mr. Oduro stressed the need for government to deal with corruption effectively. He said concentration on political corruption alone is not enough.
There's so much inefficiency in the system. The cost of government procurement seems to be way too expensive. And I have a major challenges with the way government projects are carried out. Because at least in our own little corners, we do what we call projects. But some of the costs and even the final product that you get out of some of the projects that we carry out in this country leaves much to be desired. So I think that we should tighten all those loose ends for starters. We also need to prioritize our needs. We cannot have all the resources we need at a go. And then there are also several issues of leakage in the system that we need to plug, especially in the tax collection. A number of people seem to be escaping with the taxes they have to pay to the state. And then again, there is such a huge perception of corruption in our revenue collection sector, particularly the ports and the airports and all those key entry points. So I think that as a country, we can't forever rely on aid and borrowing. We should also try to raise adequate resources from within. And where need be, I think we must also be told the truth. And there's too much politicization of our governance process. Sometimes, not with particularly this opposition, but our various oppositions seem to want to criticize without offering a solution. We need to interrogate all key issues. And then we must all see ourselves as first and foremost Ghanaians. So if there's also a view coming from the opposition, it's important government should pay heed to what they say. And I think we will be better for it.
Fred Oduro is with the Institute of Local Government Studies.